So on the day we got the hairdressers in Auckland back open, Australia got a couple of 100,000 visas for foreign workers and international students. As of December 1, you'll be able to get into the country without needing to apply for an exemption. International students, of course, are a $20 billion industry in that part of the world. The Vice Chancellor at Victoria University, Grant Guildford, is with us. Grant, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
I guess you can only look on with envy.
Yes, indeed. It will certainly give the Australian universities a significant head start in their recovery, for sure.
Do you understand where, say, New South Wales is at? They're vaccinated at the same level that we are. They're open. We're not. They've got students. We don't. They're bringing in labour. We aren't. Is there any particular reason that you can see why we're not doing what they're doing?
It's difficult for me to comment on those things. I think they're quite broad considerations, well beyond health. So things like housing, jobs, all thrown in the mix, and the government has to put all that together to make a decision. Unable to decipher that one, Mike,
But presumably you would argue in front of Grant Robertson or Jacinda Ardern that you could open your doors and welcome international students back now.
Yeah, so we've got a number of things in the mix. I think our MIQ space in New Zealand is a key limiting factor. And one of the things that we're going to have to devote more MIQ space in the future to is caring for COVID-infected patients. And so we've been, and along with the government, thinking about whether universities should be running their own MIQ facilities in the future for double vaccinated students coming in, test negative on the way into the country, et cetera. So this Australian move sort of leapfrogs all of that idea by allowing people in just on the basis of double vax and a negative test.
Exactly. So how do you see this unfolding in this country? Do you think you'll get to run your own MIQ eventually, or have they completely ruled that out, or are they going to just fold that over and just let us eventually just bring people into the country?
I think events will overtake us, Mike. So a lot of careful planning going on, but these sort of events that happen in our neighbourhood, Australia, if you like, does tend to reset the agenda and show you the art of the possible. And so I think there's a reasonable chance that all of those plans will go out the window and we'll have borders that are open more quickly than we thought.
Jeez, I hope so, Grant. Go well with it. Appreciate it very much. Grant Guildford, the Vice-Chancellor at Victoria University.